Oh, man, we haven't drank on a podcast in a while. I'm on a really long streak of drinking every day. And I'm
drinking every day.
Yes, okay. And today
I'm. You're saying you're on a long streak of not drinking.
No, I probably need to not drink today just to have one at least one day break. You don't want any ice or anything. Just
well, I don't straight know up. Open a whole bag of ice just for one.
Yeah, so. That's a lot to keep. I might take a sip or two.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah.
What?
Welcome back to the
sometimes
podcast.
I get in this weird situation and
man, that smells good. Casamigos is just good, so good. Man. I love it.
I can't believe that bottle's lasted this long.
We keep going on these stints of not drinking.
I know.
Or you know we do.
Otherwise, it would have been gone.
Yes. Or
if we would have had Buddy on the podcast one more time.
Buddy's the main one that cleaned out the tequila.
Yeah.
Or I like we do it and I haven't worked out yet and
right.
Which I've worked out today and I'm actually still in my workout shorts that are my short shorts. So, if you're watching on
if the camera angle is just right, there may be something hanging out.
You might be getting more than you. Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that too much. It ain't that long.
No, nothing hanging out here.
But this might have to be posted on our OnlyFans channel with the amount of leg we got showing here.
We should start an OnlyFans. There's a lot of money in that.
There is. You know, and I know people just show like feet and stuff sometimes. I mean, I feel like we could get away with. Boy, I think we could make some money on
funny things. Story about feet. well, you know Freddie.
He had where the crap is Freddie?
I don't know. He actually messaged me. It's probably been like 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And he texted me and he's like, hey, do you have so-and-so's number? Somebody we used to work with? And I was like, yeah. I was like, what do you need to call him for? He's like, I need a recommendation or a reference to go into the Army. I was like, the Army? What are you doing in the Army? He's like, I need a career. I was like,
I thought he had the trust fund and all the things, man. Right. I'm like, where's that at?
Yeah, who knows, man.
Is he still is he still like around here?
Yeah, he still works on a dolphin boat out of the wharf.
Yeah,
I
miss Freddie.
I don't talk
man.
To him much, but I see his Instagram stories and stuff. But
well, tell
anyway
Freddie,
about that.
Tell Freddie to come hang out.
He has an ex girlfriend that would sell feet pics on.
An ex girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she actually made like decent money just selling feet pics.
She had like pretty nice feet.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you buy any?
No.
That is so, like, I mean, I get it. I know people have, you know, fetishes, whatever, but, like, that's just a strange one to me.
That is.
Like, I don't know how you could look at feet and get that enjoyment.
I would pay for those.
Like, seriously, people pay money to just see
it. It's definitely strange.
Like, it is, I mean, just you can go to the beach and look at them for free.
If you're into that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come to Gulf Shores. There are feet everywhere.
You don't have to pay for them. People don't care. Like, it's my feet, man. Like, yeah, you can see them. Yeah, so and you shouldn't even have to pay for it. You could just probably Google images. And
right. There's feet. Plenty of feet.
I don't know, man.
And they want, like, the right toenail polish color and...
It's a strange world we're living in today, Brad.
That it is.
Oh, gosh.
That it
well,
is.
I'm sorry that you guys on YouTube are having to look at my legs. They're,
sorry.
I have the compression shorts on, so you're
nice.
Not...
So you're keeping
you're
everything.
Not going to see anything.
Nothing's
like,
going to slip out.
We're clear, but it's just... They're high, you know. Courtney likes these. She likes the short ones.
Yeah.
And I'm short, too, so I feel like I need short shorts, because if I have long ones, I mean, I'd say I'm going to look even shorter than I am.
Yeah. I do... like wearing shorter shorts. I felt better wearing shorter shorts, like when I was doing 75 hard and I lost some weight.
Yeah,
a little better shape,
a little confident.
Now I put on the shorter shorts. I'm like, it's fine around the house, but
yeah,
not wearing. I couldn't pull that off right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm pulling it off, but like
you're doing it anyway.
Well, I'm doing it anyway. I was gonna take a shower, but tweaked my back today working out.
Figures.
This is like my third CrossFit. Time. Yeah, this is my third time. It happens. Whatever workout, like, you know, it happens. Part of it. I mean, it's okay. And this is one of the less severe. Like, I've had some ones, like, where I can barely walk.
Were you doing deadlifts or
no, we were doing snatches. And it was a bunch. And it was burpees. And it wasn't even heavy. It just did something wrong.
Yeah.
Tweaked it. And but it wasn't. It's not that bad. It's just, anyway, I went home and I just laid down for a little bit, fell asleep, and... then woke up and came here.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. But my back's feeling okay. I took some ibuprofen. I mean, it's all right, but a little tweaked.
Yeah. Sounds like you need some Casamigos. Yeah.
That would definitely help. If I'm a little more shifty than usual, That's why.
That's why.
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Creaking chair over there.
Yeah, situation pressure. Right. So you said before you came in here that you... Well, in the last podcast at the end of it, when we were talking to Brian, you mentioned you had been handcuffed twice.
Yeah.
And then you also said you got another ticket Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so well, let's start with the ticket because that's current news.
The most recent, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
So... You know, me and you both live in the city of Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
And when you live here, they give you this nice little sticker that you put on your windshield. And it's mainly for, in case of a hurricane, you can actually come back to your house.
Re-entry.
That's what it is actually for.
Correct.
Initially.
Yeah.
But if you visit down here, you also know that if you park anywhere at the beach, it costs an arm and a leg. And so that little sticker allows us to park there for free.
In Gulf Shores.
City of Gulf Shores. Orange Beach has their own, which is actually through the state.
Fort Morgan will charge for now.
Yeah, yeah. They're definitely going to do it.
Yeah, well, it's national. I mean,
that's
the state of Alabama and the cities are like, give us every bit of money that we can possibly get.
Right. The government likes to take their fair share too, but they're probably not worried about putting a toll booth over at Mobile Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a pay thing, whatever. Anyways, so... I have a fairly new truck, and when I got it, I tinted my windows. And when I tinted my windows, I tinted the full front windshield.
Really?
Yeah, which is technically not
100%
legal.
Yeah,
a lot of people do it. Like, tons of people do it.
So, that's your truck right there?
Yeah, you can't see the windshield, though.
Right. But is it that dark?
No.
Okay.
It's not that dark.
Dude, you got some dark tint, dude.
It is dark.
Is that legal?
No.
Nice.
So I did 5% everywhere except the front. I don't even remember what the front is, like 50 or 6, I don't know. It's not super dark, but it's enough that it blocks all the glare, and it just makes it that much more dark. You literally can't see.
Where'd you get that hat?
Somebody sent it to me.
That's a nice hat, dude. Cool. I'm wearing a Bearded Brad hat.
Oh, nice.
Today.
I
was like, do we sell those at the store?
No, this dude...
Sorry, I'm interrupting here.
You know the guy that sent us those...
that is a nice hat.
I think they're called... Bangles, or they're like a bracelet that had like the fishing lures or different stuff. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He had sent me a hat. Honestly, don't even remember what the hat was, but I wore that hat. I don't change hats a lot, but I'll wear one hat, and then when it's like sweat stained to death, I'll just put a different one on.
Which does not take long.
Yeah. I usually wear the same hat every day until it's ugly.
Toast.
And so this guy had sent me a hat, and then so I wore it, and it felt nice, or like fit right, and so I sent another hat and said, I saw you wore this other hat in the video, here's another hat for you, so thank you if you're watching.
That's pretty nice, send me one.
Yeah. Why'd you leave Matt and Bran out?
Why you leave me out, man?
Hater.
Anyway, sorry. So tinted windows.
We're getting like super far.
Yeah, so I just got distracted. I'm like looking at your hat, like, that's a cool hat. And it's got your little.
I know somebody else commented on it the other day too.
No. Sorry.
So I have
you got the tent.
Completely illegal tent on my truck. Thank you. I wasn't trying to spill those beans. But
well, if you just look at it, you can tell.
Back to the reason I got a ticket. So I parked in one of the Gulf Shores.
And you tinted the front? Like, why do you have so much tint? Like, what are you doing in your truck?
I just like it to be dark. I don't like people to see me. If I rent a car and it has no tint, I feel so exposed. I'm like, literally anybody can see anything. Not that I'm doing anything weird, but like, I don't want everybody
to see me. You look like a shady character. Like, that's dark.
It looks good, doesn't it?
I mean, it's cool, but it looks like you're up to something. Yeah. I'd pull you over. Anyway, sorry.
So, with that being said, the reason I've mentioned the front windshield tint is so the sticker goes on your front windshield. Yep. I did not want to stick the entire sticker to the front because I didn't know if it would mess up the tint when I take it off because we'll get a new one next year. And so the sticker has like just like any sticker, it's got the cover over it. So I pulled off half of that cover part and ripped it. And stuck half the sticker to the windshield.
Okay.
So it's stuck to my windshield.
It's there.
But only half of it.
Sure. Okay.
And so I'm out there wade fishing at Little Lagoon, and I see this cop car pull in, and then they start going around all the different cars and they're checking because it's paid parking as usual.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes up to my truck, and then he takes a picture of my windshield, and then he goes to the back of the truck and takes another picture. I'm like, what is this dude taking a picture of?
Your illegal tent.
Maybe. And so, but then I see him print something out and he sticks something on my windshield. And I'm like, there's no way. So this happened not long ago in Orange Beach.
Well, yeah, which is different. Paid, yep.
Different city, completely different stuff.
Situation, yeah.
But I paid for parking, put the thing up there. My truck is lifted. So if the guy was shorter, he may not have been able to see the receipt from where I paid for parking. But 100% did. And he just left me a warning. Whatever. I made a Facebook post about it, but I didn't like call the city or the state. I didn't do anything about it. I just, whatever. Well, this one, after we got done fishing, I went back and sure enough, parking ticket. It says that the sticker was not affixed properly on the windshield.
And they gave you an actual ticket for it?
Yeah.
How much?
$25.
Okay.
The parking, 15. If you were to pay for parking, it's $15 now. But I'm like, I live here. You literally just ran my license plate. You know I'm a local. You know I live here.
Yeah.
And you're going to write me a...
And I have the decal.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to put it on my truck.
So, it was so frustrating.
So, what'd you do? Seriously? So, have you, like, disputed it?
Well, so...
On principle.
So, I was leaving Little Lagoon, and I hope this guy listens, maybe. I was leaving Little Lagoon.
Was the cop still there? The guy that gave me tickets?
Not there.
Oh, okay.
But I was leaving, I was on the way home, and he was parked by the hangout at the public beach. Same truck.
You knew it was? Like, you reckon you knew
it was? Because it was a truck. It was a white truck, okay. Not the regular cop cars.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, if he's in another parking lot, it has to be the same guy.
So, you pull over?
So I whipped a Yui, and I went into the parking lot, and he was sitting in his truck, and I pulled up to him, rolled the window down.
Hey bro.
And I was super nice. Oh, and I was like,
of course.
I was like, hey, man, just quick question. I was like, I was just parked over at Little Lagoon, and I got a parking pass that says my sticker wasn't. I was like, I don't know if it was you. I knew it was him.
Sure.
But I was like, I don't know if it was you, but like, y'all really write a ticket because only half my sticker was on the windshield? He goes, yeah, the whole thing has to be stuck. They think, like, people are, like, trading them around or whatever.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Which, I get it.
Yeah.
If my license plate said Kentucky.
Red flag.
I live in Baldwin County in freaking Gulf Shores.
Right, right.
I'm like, but he was kind of douchey about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like.
A little bit. Was it a young guy? Or?
Yeah, he was young.
Those are the ones you
got a little bit of got some control
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'll probably fade out over time, but you know, he's got to work that out.
And so, it was Saturday. Had it been during the week when the city's actually open, like I was actually, I wasn't like pissed off, but I'm like, this is some BS.
Yeah,
like seriously, had the city been open.
Probably would have.
I would have stopped by.
Yeah,
and be like, seriously,
come on now. Yeah.
But now that it's like cooled off and it was weekend, I couldn't do anything about it. I'm like, I'm just gonna pay the $25 ticket. I've already peeled it off and stuck it all. I have an Orange Beach one too.
Do the same thing.
And I did this exact same thing. They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
I still only have the Orange Beach one halfway on there because I texted Adam over at Orange Beach, and I told him everything. He's like, Orange Beach wouldn't do that. I'm like, yeah, I know. I've not had any issues with Orange Beach. Yeah. Orange Beach is awesome.
Yeah.
And I've actually not had any issues with Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
The few run-ins I've had with Gulf Shores, they've all been cool. With this guy, and not that this was like a bad experience, but
yeah,
like, it's
just,
seriously?
It's petty.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because I did, in the same situation, my buddy that I met there, who did not have the thing, I just picked up the passes like 2 days ago, or 2 days prior. And so I still had Courtney's in my car. So I just gave him Courtney's, and he set it on his dash. He got a ticket, too.
Oh, okay.
To that point, like, as far as not being affixed, if it's just sitting on your dash and you haven't stuck it at all, maybe, and his license plate isn't registered that he lives in Gulf Shores, so whatever. But, like, seriously, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be frustrated about it, too. But at least it's only $25.
Yeah, it's just $25. If you see a YouTube video out from me that's like just fishing and the cops showed up, that's what it was.
Yeah. Have you not posted that video yet?
No, because I mean, we caught a couple fish, but I mean, nothing to really make a video out of.
Are you going to add it to the today? Or?
Possibly. I ended up catching a few more fish. So I'm going to edit what I have and see how long of the video it is.
Yeah.
If I need a little bit more time, I may add
You know, this whole new thing, like, you kind of have to post longer videos now. I mean, if you post, even if you have a really good video and it's like 12 minutes,
It's not making any money.
It's
dude.
it's gonna poop the bed, man. Like it's just it kind of sucks having that pressure to make every video at least 18 to 25 minutes,
dude. Know? Like, I'm sure if y'all watch our channels a lot, you've seen the two of us.
I know y'all don't care, but
a couple videos that were titled 2 hours of whatever,
yeah,
and then we just post. It's really just old content that we post 2 hours.
They've done really well on my channel.
They have done good for you. The last one I did, like, did fine.
I mean, sometimes it may even take a month or two before it, like, actually starts taking off. So just leave it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not deleting it. The one I posted last week, I mean, it's like an average video. But because it's 2 hours long, my watch time is not quite triple what it normally is, but quite a bit. It's more than double what it usually is. And so, although it's an average video, the money, I mean, it's making twice as much money.
You know, something interesting that I've noticed about these videos that I post. So when I initially post them, of course, they don't get a lot of views initially from my regular audience. And the view duration from my regular audience is very, I mean, it's longer than my normal videos, but it's still not as long as you would think for a 2 hour video. But when it starts getting promoted and people watch it, that watch time actually goes way up.
Yeah.
Like, for my first couple, I know like I had like 15 to 17 minutes worth of watch time from my regular audience.
Right.
But like now, if you look at it, it's like 30, 35 minutes.
I actually noticed that too. Mine isn't, well, I mean, mine hasn't really taken off, but I did notice because most videos, the watch time starts high.
Right. And then drops. Yeah.
And so I did notice that it was like 20 minutes, but then as it, like a few days later, it had gone up to like 22, 23 minutes. But that is, I mean, it makes sense because if it's getting promoted to somebody new that's never seen the video,
they may stick around.
Whereas our loyal audience is like, I've already seen
this. Yeah, I've seen this before.
And so they just dip out.
Right.
Like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, we're just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to stay alive around here.
I know. It's difficult. Somebody, I came in here this morning to buy some bait, and this dude was like talking about he works for some magazines or something. He was like, I mean, he was joking. And he was like, you know, I don't make that money these internet guys make these days. I'm like, it's not good as you think it is.
Yeah, man, it ain't great.
We've had some good days, but we're in one of those lulls right now.
I mean, it's been a long one.
Just trying to get by.
That's right. I mean, I know they don't really care.
Yeah.
They're like, whatever.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I don't care. But, I mean, we do run into a lot of people that appreciate our content. Right. Obviously, like, if I were to disappear and never post another video, nobody really cares. But, like, I know we provide entertainment, and people appreciate that, you know? I don't think, for the majority of our loyal audience, I don't think they want us to, like, go away.
Yeah.
So if you don't want us to go away, per se, you got to deal with some of our crap, okay?
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry. I you know, posting stupid titles that annoy you. Like, if you enjoy the content, you're going to have to just turn away at those things that annoy you. We're just trying to stay alive here, okay? So if you enjoy the content, don't worry about that stuff. Like, if it gets on your nerves, just understand we wish we didn't have to do it either. Like, I wish I could just post, hey, I caught a speckled trout, and it get the views that I need to survive. But it doesn't. I'm sorry.
The internet does not work like that.
It does not work that way. And I wish I didn't have to post 2 hour videos of old content to make money, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Now, I was watching, so Ryan Morey, who generally posts longer videos, and we're friends with him. He just posted a recent video. I mean, he posted a video today, and it was 48 minutes long. So I started watching and just trying to get a feel for, like, how do you even, because for me and like the content that we post, like, I feel like if I'm posting 48 minute video, it's going to be like catching fish. But he does such a good job of just like telling the story of how he starts and how the day is going and what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he didn't even catch, I should have looked at the time, but it was like a while before he even caught a first fish. But then even, I didn't watch the whole video, but whenever I stopped watching, like, he hadn't even caught what he was actually trying to catch yet.
Yeah.
But he does such a good job at that and all the B-roll and transitioning from like his intro, and then I mean, even just doing like 30 seconds of something gives you all this extra little time, and eventually equals up to a lot. And then it was a catch and cook. I didn't get that far, so I don't know how much of that 48 minutes was cooking portion. But
yeah,
that's why I don't personally like, I don't enjoy necessarily going and doing the catch and cook.
Yeah,
I don't hate it, but it's not like, oh, I can't wait to go do this catch and cook. But I know when if I do a catch and cook, I'm going to get like time. 5 minutes or something out of that, which is a huge deal.
Which because the reason I don't like doing it is because like Victor and I don't know that I've seen Ryan as many of Ryan's. I'm sure he's probably a decent cook too, especially compared to me. It's not hard to do, but like. Victor's are insane.
Right.
I mean, Victor's like a freaking chef.
Yeah.
So like he's always cooking it different, always cooking it in a very interesting way, doing cool things, and his presentation is just phenomenal. So like, and even deer meat for dinner, like he's a chef.
Actually making dishes.
Yes. Like, and they're different and they're unique, and it's something that like people would be like, oh, I want to try that. I've got like 4 or 5 ways that I cook fish, and that's pretty much it. You know, so like that's why.
I mean, that's all I do too. I'm either gonna fry it, blacken it. I might grill it or I might bake it.
Yeah.
That's probably all you're going to get.
Yep. Yeah, throw some seasoning on there.
And I definitely, so, like, you can see as soon as I start the cooking portion, like, a lot of people drop off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there are, like, I meet almost most of the people we meet in the store. They're like, I love the catch and cooks when your kids run around. They're screaming.
I mean, people.
Like, they and just I get, like to see our families.
And I get, yeah. And I get comments, like, if I post several videos that I don't do a catch and cook. I'll start getting comments like, hey, I'm ready for another catch and cook. And it's like, dude, you know.
Because you're like Courtney and Annalise show up in your videos more. Kelton shows up in mine a lot, but my Courtney hardly ever shows up in my videos.
Yeah.
Where Courtney and Annalise are a majority of yours. So they, like, you probably have a lot of an audience that just wants to see them and that, what Courtney's doing.
And, and I try, like, when I do a catch and cook, I don't even show a lot of the cooking. Like, I'll tell you kind of what I'm doing, but I'm like, because I know, like, it's nothing special. So like, I'm not trying to say, hey, this is an amazing way to catch, you know, cook. Right. I just like, yeah, this is what we're doing. But I just try, it's just us hanging out and talking and yeah, I try to just put that portion of it in there.
Yeah.
But it does give you extra watch time.
It does.
Which is helpful. Yeah.
We need to, you know, they also, I'm sorry, Ryan, I know you're not watching this or listening, but, we talked about something in the last podcast or maybe 2 podcasts ago. About drones in Florida, and he was 100% using a drone trying to find some fish.
Sorry, I was reading a text. What happened?
You're ignoring me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
First, I apologize to Ryan Morey because I'm about to tell on him.
I don't think it's illegal in Alabama, to my understanding. I don't think there's a law that exists. I could be wrong, but like,
well, he doesn't fish in Alabama.
But I know that's what I'm saying. But like, I think it's only actually technically illegal in Florida.
Yeah. No, they were cobia fishing and they were flying drones looking for rays. And
so he posted a picture. Is that the video he posted?
Yeah, he posted today.
The video he posted today correlates with that picture. Okay, I need to go check out that video because he obviously caught one.
Yeah, I think so. As far as I got, they did catch one. But it was small.
Were they up here?
No.
Where was he?
No, I think it's somewhere down.
I mean, I know they get cobia down there. I didn't know if he came up here for it.
Right, at least
he did last year. You know, he came up here.
He did that with Saltwater Sportsman's. No, I'm pretty sure it was down there.
Yeah.
I have no idea what party was in.
He's kind of known for 2 things. He's kind of known for doing the sight fishing for cobia. I feel like he's done a lot of that. And he's kind of the guy that catches a giant tuna. Big tuna. On a popper and a spinning rod and fights it to the death. Like, I mean, that's kind of cool.
It is. And I mean, his views definitely show that. The hard part about that is it's not easy to do.
Right. It's a lot harder than going to catch a whiting.
trying to recreate that video every week is very difficult.
Yes. But he does a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, for sure.
If we could ever get some freaking good weather, I would like to try to do some of that stuff in my boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, next 2 days.
Yeah.
We're both, I think, going to be out there. I don't know what you're doing Thursday.
So I'm trying to decide
exactly. You're just taking Yak Pack, right?
Yeah.
All Yak Pack.
So he just wants to shark fish. So
you're taking him offshore to shark fish?
Yeah. We tried to go to Pickens that one day. But he said he didn't really care if he catches it on land or in a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you don't catch it in a boat, I can find you a shark. Yeah. You should go to any of these wrecks.
Yeah.
And we'll catch a shark.
Drop some bloody. What's up, buddy? Taking a picture right there.
So we're gonna go out. I don't know 100% sure what I want to do, but I told him we'll go like bottom fish or something, make a video for me, and then do a shark fishing video for him. So
okay.
We're gonna do that Thursday. The weather's been like back and forth. It's been like less than 1 foot, like 1.5. And it just keeps going back and forth. So if it's like slick calm,
are you talking about tomorrow or Thursday?
Thursday.
Well, everything I'm seeing is showing like 1/2 foot. Yeah. On Wendy, anyway.
Yeah. I don't use Wendy. Which is I think I have Wendy, actually.
Which is usually pretty accurate. I mean, well, and I don't know what you're looking at. You maybe, are you looking at a buoy that's further offshore?
No, so I've just been looking at Windfinder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wendy. Yeah, Wendy on Thursday shows like 0.6, 0.5.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, if it's flat, I'd kind of want to run out to like the Fads.
How far is that?
That's like 65 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Is
it, would that be miserable if it was like a foot and a half? Would that be kind of.
It's just not. I mean, it's not fun.
Getting beat up a little
just
bit.
Just like, you got to go slower and you're bouncing around and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we can definitely still do it. They've been seeing. Some grass is starting to show up out there, and last weekend they caught some small mahi, nothing crazy, but also looking at Hilton's, the blue water is pushed in there.
Oh,
so could be pelagics, tuna, wahoo, all that stuff.
And that's 65 miles?
Yeah, the only problem is, like, there's not a whole lot else to do out there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you run out there and you're trolling and, like, you're not catching anything... It's not like, oh, let's just bounce here and bottom fish. Because, I mean, there's not much there.
Yeah.
You're in some pretty deep water.
How deep is it?
I've never actually been to the Fads, but, I mean, I think there's over 1,000.
Oh, snap.
So it's not like you're just going to drop down a chicken rig and try right, to catch some beeliners or something. I might just go to some spots and try to catch some beeliners, vermilion snapper. Mark and a couple other guys said so the grouper fishing has been pretty good.
So you're thinking about possibly doing that with the Yak Pack?
Yeah, yeah. So to avoid...
If he just wants to catch a shark, though, like...
But what? I need a video.
But you don't want to just go bottom fish somewhere?
Well, I mean, I will, yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds complicated.
Running 65 miles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... He says he's down for whatever. I haven't mentioned the 65-mile part.
Yeah, that's a trek.
Right, I mean, that's like a full day of fishing.
Yeah.
But we don't get a ton of opportunities.
Right.
For my little boat
to, well, and to run that and far. This is going to be your window probably for a while because, I mean, wind's pushing back in on Friday.
Yeah.
And who the heck knows how long.
And then next week I'm going on that.
When are you doing? What day are you going?
I think we leave the 1st. I don't know what day of the week that is.
Okay.
Wednesday maybe.
So when are you going to Louisiana?
The 1st.
Like you're going there the 1st.
I think the tournaments are usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so I guess we're going to get there Wednesday.
Well,
is the 1st Wednesday or Tuesday?
1st Monday.
Not Monday.
That's what it says.
May 1st?
On the calendar.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, sorry.
May 1st is Wednesday.
Just kidding. Yep, I was looking at April.
I was like, I know it's not, not
yep.
Monday.
Yep, Wednesday.
So I think we're leaving out of here. He said the afternoon.
So what is this? You said you got invited.
Yeah, so I have I guess he's kind of a buddy now. I got a message from this guy towards the end of last year. And I've heard of his boat. And I knew of him. I had never met him or anything. But he's got his kids go to Orange Beach where Kelton used to go to school. They play sports over there. So I've like known of this guy, and I knew his boat. But he messaged me.
What's his boat?
Devotion.
But what is it?
It's a 60-foot Viking.
Oh, 60-footer.
60-foot Viking.
Dang. Yeah.
Which means
so y'all go out
beds and bathrooms.
That's nice.
Now I'm probably gonna be. Well, I definitely will be low man on the totem pole on the boat. I don't know how many people are gonna be on the boat.
New guy.
I'm probably not getting a bed.
Yeah.
Maybe the couch or something.
Yeah.
But. I'll still be an AC, and I'll still have a shower and a toilet.
So how? So will y'all be out for like 3 days on the boat?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dang.
So he's supposed to call me this afternoon. I don't have all the details. I think we're leaving the 1st because I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It doesn't really even matter if I'm not 100% right, but I think we leave the 1st, which is Wednesday,
yeah.
And then I think we fish. Maybe those tournaments are usually Friday, Saturday.
I don't know.
Maybe. Either way, we're going to run offshore, and yes, we will stay offshore either 2 or 3 nights.
Dang. I mean, it sounds like a good time. And I guess for this tournament, it's like Marlin.
Yeah, so Marlin's obviously the main thing, but there is categories for
mahi,
tuna, wahoo,
all the things. Okay.
So there's other opportunities, but like the big money stuff is Marlin.
So what if y'all like win? Do you get any money if you win the thing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sure I don't get anything.
Yeah.
But I did tell him.
Because it probably, I mean, even if you win, crap load of money. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling how much the he's spending on this. Yeah, yeah. It's basically just like
a wash.
Yeah, these guys that buy these boats and fish these tournaments usually have other businesses, and so this is technically a business, which is then just tax write-off.
Sure, sure.
And fun.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you win some of the big ones where you win like $1 million, which I don't think this is one of those tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you're not spending $1 million in that tournament.
Yeah.
But I mean, for.
Still doesn't cover your boat, though.
not the boat. But I mean, if I had to guess, like, so we're going to leave out of Orange Beach and we have to take the boat to Louisiana.
So, his boat's so here?
Yeah.
Is it at the
wharf? He lives in Orange Beach. No, he's got it at his house.
Oh, okay.
He's
got a Viking. Is he on the water?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the water?
He doesn't trailer.
Where do you put that thing, man? So he's just like, dang. So he's just
got a big dock in his backyard.
That must be a nice house, dude. You got a dock.
I've never been to his house.
For a 60-foot Viking, like, dude.
Wait, you've seen Art Favre's.
Yeah. But
he's got a 92-foot Viking in his backyard.
But, like, I don't see too many Vikings in somebody's backyard. Like, I just don't see that very often.
You go out in Orange Beach, they're everywhere.
But I see Vikings, but, like, they're usually at the wharf or something like that. Yeah. I don't see too many, I don't ever see any Vikings. I mean, other than
they're over farm. There.
Yeah, I guess I just don't pay attention.
But
that's intense, man.
Yeah. Mm. I'm looking forward to it. I did tell him when he first messaged me, he was like, my kids watch your videos, blah, blah, blah. Like, love to have you on the boat sometime. And I assume, like, maybe he'll take me snapper fishing or whatever, which, I mean,
I'll
just want to go on your boat.
Yeah, no,
you don't have to leave the dock.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
But I told him, I was like, I've never caught any kind of billfish. But being this is a tournament, I don't necessarily expect to be able to
be the one to catch, fishing,
yeah, which is fine. I mean, I'll enjoy.
Like, does
this.
It have to be specific? Like, somebody.
So you do. I don't know all the rules exactly, but I'm pretty sure you do have to register your anglers. So when they enter the tournament, I think you get like a certain number of anglers,
mm-hmm,
and then it's got to be one of those people that actually catches, like, sits down and reels the fish in.
Gotcha.
He hasn't told me that I'm one of the guys, and I, like I said, I don't necessarily expect to be.
Sure.
And I don't really care. Like, this will just be an experience.
That's right.
I wouldn't even, like, yes, I would be making a video, and he's cool with me making a video. I would be fine if I couldn't. Like, if he would have said, no, I don't want you to film on my boat,
still
like,
probably,
I don't care.
Still probably
I would
gone.
Definitely go.
Yeah, just for the
experience. Like, I just want that experience.
Yeah.
I love offshore fishing, and to do it out of a boat like that.
Well, I mean, this is, like, the pinnacle
right.
of that style of fishing. Like, yeah. I mean, it doesn't, like, what do you do from there? Like, how do you level up from that?
You,
like,
go do that same thing in other countries.
But, like,
but yes, I mean, catching a giant blue marlin is literally the top of every one of those guys.
Right. Like, you can't, there is nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
So, yeah, I'm excited. And I pretty much, like, I told him yes before I even asked Courtney. And then I was like, hey, Courtney, I'm,
by the way,
I'm going on this trip. It's going to be like 4 or 5 days. And so Courtney's actually getting her, I don't know all the exact words, but she's getting some stuff done so we don't have baby number 6. And her first, her pre-op appointment was supposed to be.
So wait, so she's doing it and you're not?
She still wants me to do it.
She wants it double done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Her first pre-op appointment was scheduled for the same day that I'm supposed to leave.
Mm.
But her doctor, which is now one of my friends that I fish with and is a big fisherman, I was like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So I was like, hey, doctor.
Yeah. Like, hey, man.
I just got invited.
He would understand.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he gets it.
He 1,000% understood. I was like, so Courtney had this appointment scheduled for this day. It's like, I got invited to go fish this tournament on these days. And he was like, don't worry about it. He goes, we got time. we'll squeeze that pre-op appointment in somewhere. But he's like, go have fun. I'm jealous.
Yeah. No, that does sound amazing. Definitely excited for you to come back from that trip and talk about it.
Looking forward to it.
Hopefully, on the podcast.
Hopefully I get to catch something.
Yeah. I mean, like you said,
just
getting to go and document it. Like, that'll be cool. I mean, you know, whatever y'all catch, I mean, I'm sure y'all catch some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't really talked to the guy about the filming part and what it takes to actually film a YouTube video, But you know,
have you met him?
Yeah.
You have met him?
I've met him now. Okay. When the first time he had messaged me on Facebook, I had not met him or talked to him. I knew who he was, but no, I've met him now.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to be like, hey man, I need y'all not to cuss. I need you to turn that music off. And I don't know how they.
Yeah.
I don't know how they operate.
Right.
A lot of boats, generally, there is a lot of alcohol consumption. And probably some jamming out, and I don't really worry about the cussing part.
Cussing's fine, a little bit of drinking's fine. Yeah. I mean, the music
is where.
Yeah,
I want to be like, I know y'all are having fun, but can you turn that music off real quick?
Yeah. I'm trying to film this. Yeah, because you can work around
that. And I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah.
Like I just won't post that clip if there's loud music, or I'll just post it and get demonetized on that.
Yeah,
video.
You can still post a video and just not monetize the video.
Yeah. And so
if you have so much in there that you know that it would.
I would rather get demonetized than to tell them to turn
right because that could still be a good video, like it'd be worth posting even if you can't worst case scenario
for the audience that I'm wanting to draw in with the type of content I'm wanting to try to make more of, this is like the perfect way to break into that.
Awesome. So have you ever I guess you probably have not fished for marlin before. Have you?
Oh, I've fished for him one time, and it was on Courtney's doctor's boat,
okay,
which is just a small center console. And so it won't be to the extent of what we will be on this trip. I've only fished
60-foot Viking, man. I mean,
I fished on a.
They make smaller 54. Ones, don't they?
They have.
What's the smallest Viking?
Like 30s.
Oh, really?
Mid 30s.
Okay. All right.
But Viking also makes Valhallas, which is a center console. I don't know what the smallest Valhalla is, but.
But the actual, like, Viking. The Viking style boat. Yeah, the smallest one is 30 something.
Yeah, maybe 32, 34.
Okay. Which, I mean, it's still a big boat.
Right. But, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's enough, like, maybe a small bathroom and one bed.
Yeah.
Whereas this 60-foot probably, it's probably got 3 bedrooms, if I had to guess. Maybe 2 bathrooms. It could have 3 bedrooms and like a small bunk room. Sometimes they'll have a bunk room for like the deckhands or something. That might be where I might be in like
the deckhand. Hey, you just get to go.
I'll sleep out back on the deck.
I mean, I'm sure it's even still nice. Like, 100%. On a Viking, I mean.
I fished on I think it was a 54 Hatteras. When I was working for a builder, we were building a house for this guy, and he invited me out snapper fishing. It was just a day trip. But still on that, like, I think there was like 12 or 15 of us, not all fishing at once, but all out back, like on the deck.
Yeah.
Just like plenty of room.
That's so weird.
I'm like, I was just sitting there like counting people. I'm like, I couldn't even fit this many people like on the boat I have now. Right. I'm like, I couldn't even have those people.
Like, even if you're jammed in there like sardines, you still couldn't make it work. Yeah, no, that is wild.
They had a grill out there, so we're like running out, and they're grilling burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, that is pretty luxurious.
And again, generally, there's some alcohol consumption I enjoy.
A bunch of dudes out there. Heck yeah.
I might forget to turn the camera on.
Depends on how good of a time you're having.
I'll be on a bender for 3 days.
Yeah, well, just enjoy it, whatever that looks like.
I'm excited.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to the next couple of days, you know, running around. This is going to be my first attempts going, you know, Gulf side in my boat. I mean, I
took it out. We went red fishing.
Oh, that's true.
A Dixie Bar.
Yeah, I did take a Gulf side that time. But doing this, this is like what I'm most excited about, like looking for stuff, you know, looking for those jacks and redfish.
I know, it'll be interesting.
Pompano schools.
Because it's like, still fairly early. I mean, I don't want to say fairly early. There hasn't been a lot of people posting about much happening.
So right. Well, and Jack's,
there's certainly no guarantees where you go out there and see or catch anything.
Right. It definitely could be a bust, but I'm just excited. I mean, there should be some stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, Pompano are coming through. It's just whether or not we can see them. Which I mean, the water clarity should be good.
It should be really good.
So if like a huge pompano,
I fished Little Lagoon yesterday, and it was like crystal clear in the pass.
Yeah, I think we should be able to see them, which would be fun. And I feel
have the drone.
That'd be helpful.
It's legal in Alabama.
That's right. Yeah, we won't cross over.
No illegal activities. I don't need any more.
No more tickets.
Yeah,
but I feel like there should be we should have a decent opportunity at seeing some cruising redfish. You know, up close to the beach, like singles or doubles, maybe some schools, but nothing like what you would see at Dixie Bar, you know, not like that, but like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just some redfish cruising. So, and if we get, you know, if we hit the lottery, see a cobia.
Copes.
Like, that would be sick.
But, I just tied on a cobia jig a little bit before I came here.
Yeah, did it feel good? Yeah.
I'm ready.
Did Frisky make it for you?
That one? No, not that one. So, there's this guy, I met them down in the Keys last year or 2 years ago. They live up in, I think, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. What's this guy? What's his name? I remember you telling me about him.
I think his Instagram is Carolina Deckhand. His name's Mike.
But he's got a lure company or something, right?
Yeah. Well, this was a different guy. That guy lives up in
Top. What was his
like
name?
Northeast or something.
Something Top. What's his
name? That is Joe Bags.
Okay.
And so he's up in the Northeast and does like the striper stuff. These guys, it was two different dudes. They live, I think it's North Carolina. But they were actually down here 2 weeks ago fishing Navarre. But he does custom rods and makes jigs and stuff too. And he gave me a cobia jig when he was here.
Gotcha.
I'm going to try it out. I got some from James too.
Yeah.
James is supposed to, I don't know if we have them yet. He's supposed to tie us some cobia jigs from the store.
Yeah, I've got one of his that he tied. And he made that rod for me, which I was
going to put a reel on it.
Yeah, I didn't buy one.
Put the slammer.
Well, I put a BG, Daiwa BG MQ on there that I got. I mean, nice. I need to buy one, but you know. Don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
I know Ryan was out there on their boat when they were cobia fishing. They all, everybody had van stalls.
I know. When you have like
For a boat, like, stalls are really just like a pier thing.
Yeah.
Which your rods, I mean, it's a cobia rod. It's really like.
It's a pier rod.
It's a pier rod.
Yeah.
And it would, a black van stall would look.
It looks sick on
look
there.
Really good.
Yeah. And that's probably what I'll end up doing whenever have any money.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody will send you one. Somebody
send
that
advance. Send me a van stall.
So I was filming my video today.
They're going to be like, dude, you own a tackle store. Like, they don't understand. We still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Still costs money.
So we have, y'all can't see it, but we have this new cabinet back here. And Nikki sent us a picture where they like labeled, we have our shelves or whatever. So if people send stuff, they'll just put it in there.
Send
a
van stall. Yeah. Well, send stuff to the store to me and Brad. Not Brandt.
So my video
because
today.
That's a joke. Did you ask for something?
I told him that we were having a competition. This
Oh my god!
This is the first Matt's heard of it. Obviously, Brandt's not here.
That's hilarious.
But I said that there was a competition to see who could get the most fan mail.
Dude.
I was like, you don't even have to send me stuff. Like, you can just send me letters.
Yeah,
like, if you just want to write me a letter.
Doesn't have to cost anything.
Just send it. Just put Bearded Brad or Attention Bearded Brad. Send it to the store. And we're going to see who can get the most fan mail.
Send
it to Matt.
So 30, what is it?
3041 West First Street.
3041.
Gulf Shores, Alabama, 36542.
That's our address. Yeah. And obviously, if you didn't get it there, just you can look it up on Google.
Yeah, Beach Bum Outdoors.
Beach Bum Outdoors. It's, you know, to pull up, look up our address. Send me and Brad stuff to the store. It doesn't matter what it is.
We'll have, that'll be hilarious to have all these stacks of stuff for me and you, like nothing on brand.
Yeah, I might have to post this one quicker. I skipped a podcast. I don't know if you
noticed. I was kind of wondering.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Because I saw the one you posted yesterday. I was like, I think that was the last one.
So we did one before that, and I didn't feel strong about it when we did it. And we also talked a lot about March Madness and stuff. And I was like, this is so irrelevant now.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna skip it. So, but we got that one, and then we got the one
just posted next March.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Like, that was just got smoking.
Those aren't even that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, send us stuff to the store. Me and Brad only. Do not send Brandt.
Oh, that'll be so funny. I thought about like making up whoever the loser was, like what they would have to do. When I was saying that in the video, like just making up all kinds of stuff.
I'm gonna have to say something.
I didn't get that far, but
Brandt probably already did it too, though.
I'm sure. Because
he said in that text that he was gonna tell people to send him stuff.
In our next video, you should, though.
Yeah. Y'all both are gonna do it, and I'm gonna forget. I'm not gonna have anything.
Well, we still probably won't get anything.
No, you'll get, like, if you said it in your video, people are gonna send you something. People already send you stuff. You don't even ask for it.
It's not that often, though. Like, we get a few things here and there.
Yeah.
But I've never. So I've thought about getting a P.O. box for like forever. I just never did because they're actually kind of expensive.
We got a UPS store box.
Yeah.
It's like $140 a year or something.
Yeah. But so I thought about doing that, before we had the store and all that, but I never did. And then now that we have this, if anybody asks to send me something, I'm like, just send it to the store.
Yeah.
But I've never like, hey, send me stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I never.
This is the only time I've like
tried.
Send me something.
I know.
All of it.
Yeah, it would be funny to have our shelves like piled high and Brandt. Like,
I don't know. I'm like, send me stickers. Send me, just send me a letter and say, I love your videos. I don't care. Just send something
whatever.
So Brandt thinks he didn't get anything.
Hilarious. Yeah, send me stuff too. Send me stuff. Add me to that. Yeah, so what have you opened your box? The real box?
Oh, yeah. So I came in here this morning when I got bait and I took the stuff that was in there.
Yeah.
My buddy, Courtney's doctor, he came in and bought a tuna popping setup.
Uh-huh.
And he had to leave. He came in and paid for it, but he didn't have time to wait around. He had to get to work.
Oh, to get
to
school.
He like dropped his kids off at school and then had to go to the hospital.
Gotcha.
And so the reel was getting spooled. And when he picked up the combo, they didn't give him the box.
Gotcha.
So that was his box.
I gotcha.
That's what it was.
Okay.
I know she said that picture and there was a box. I'm like,
I know. Well, I saw it too.
Give me a reel.
I didn't say anything. We had all this stuff and I was like, who sent Brad a reel? Like, dang it. Like, that's nice, man.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Maybe somebody will send me a van stall. That would be sick.
That would be freaking awesome.
Like, if you got like an old van stall or something that you don't use, maybe you're retired from fishing for some reason.
Yeah.
Send it on over.
Probably a 150 or a.
If you just send it, I don't care what it is.
He's not picky.
I do have some old.
You can't
pin.
Put a 75 on that little rod though. That'd be a little weird.
I'd do something with it. I mean, it. You know, van stalls would be great for beach fishing. Like that's what you should have if you're going to beach fish.
Right.
Because I mean, it'll last forever, and you can rinse it off and get sand on it and all the things. Which I know people do that. I just have a hard time believing that you can still get away with it. Like. Kind of blows my mind.
So I have, like, after James made me that tarpon rod, and I did buy a van stall, and I still just, like, hardly ever use it.
Yeah.
Well, I would feel like I would never just lay it in the sand.
I know. Like, it costs so much money.
But when we were down at the, I guess it was the mullet run, probably, when we were with
They all do.
Lay it down, yeah. Rinse it off in the water, whatever.
Which, for that style of fishing specifically,
yeah,
that is what you need. I mean, you need something that you can just throw around and you don't have to worry about it, think about it.
Right.
That, I mean, that's nice.
It does just feel like, especially if you pay full price, like $800 reel that you're just beating up.
I know this.
But like you said, that's what it's there for.
Supposedly.
The last video you posted was titled about your car that's falling apart, and I saw it still in the driveway or the parking lot.
Yeah, it's still kicking.
Anything else new?
For now.
Anything else falling apart?
Nope. So all
has anything got better?
No.
So
I don't think they just, you know, I don't think.
He mentioned that we're going to fish. We're both taking our boats out tomorrow. And I'm going to try to meet you at the ramp at the same time.
Make sure I don't fall in the water.
I'm just going to video.
just in case it happens.
I want to see you back that thing up and see what happens.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't go in the water, but there's a decent chance, I guess.
You will have to go delete that last video.
Not
really.
Claim the insurance money. So we talked a lot in that video about reaching out to Sandy Sansing, which I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were at least open to the concept. He gave me an offer.
That was the guy that you initially emailed from just the one location?
Right? Well, so to my understanding.
Or did you end up emailing somebody else?
So the guy that I'm emailing, I think he's the GM. Now,
over just that one location?
I don't know.
Over all of them?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure. Chris.
Was it just at his name at sandysansing.com or whatever? It wasn't like Nissan or Chevrolet or whatever.
I can't remember. It may have been Nissan, but like it could. Even if he is the GM over, he could just be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I just didn't know if you were talking to somebody that only works at that location or if you were talking to like, because a GM over all of stores is probably like one of the top dudes that could probably get some stuff done.
Yeah.
But if he only works at that one location, he's probably got way less that he's
able to do. Even if he's the GM of that store, like that would be who you want to talk to, I would imagine. At least open that conversation.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a good start.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it, like, maybe he's got somebody else that could do something.
Yeah, you never know. But.
Because, I mean, that's like talking to Ron or talking to Buddy.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Buddy can get a lot more things. If you want some free stuff, don't talk to Ron. Talk to Buddy.
Yeah. No, well, and I feel like if I pitched this idea to Buddy, it, like, if the roles were reversed. You know, and Buddy would be like, yeah, let's do it. Like,
Buddy would get everybody a car. You want a car? You want a car? And then they posted about those rods that have been in here for like 6 months. And Buddy's like, just give them to somebody.
I know. He's like, who wants one?
And of course, Nicky's like, no, sell them.
Yeah, sell that crap.
I'm like, I don't care. Sell them.
Yeah. Did they put them on the floor?
They're not in here.
Yeah. Yeah, but there was so much stuff in here. And yeah, no clue what half of it was. But yeah, it would be amazing to get a truck deal. I am still communicating. I sent him kind of my offer, my pitch, after he came back with something. So I guess I kind of counter offered,
yeah,
per se. And haven't heard back since then.
Well, you know,
which so he made me be like, yeah, screw this guy.
I told you I talked to the guy, with Triple B.
Yeah.
Well, that's the guy that I'm fishing the tournament with.
That's the guy?
I guess I didn't explain that part, but yeah, we're filming a podcast. We'll be done in like done in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be done.
We're almost done. They ain't paying attention.
What are they doing? That Spectrum, isn't it? I don't know. Resorts and stuff.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought he was just a fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
He may want something. Who knows? But yeah, so I probably didn't connect the dots. I didn't explain it.
Yeah, is he the one that owns the boat?
Yeah.
Dang.
And so I was texting him this morning.
So does he just have the one dealership?
No, so he's got a deal. Well, he may only have one dealership, but he's got that.
Oh, he's got some other stuff.
He owns multiple different businesses.
I gotcha. Okay. I know you can make a lot of money selling cars. I didn't know Triple B was that big. I'm like, dang, dude. He's got a freaking, that's intense, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on. But when I was texting him this morning about the tournament stuff, and he was saying he was going to call me this afternoon, he's like, I do have a few things I want to talk to you. And I did already talk to him about that. I don't know that it'll be truck stuff, but we'll see.
Well, dude, I mean,
I'll
be Triple B. I love you, Triple B.
Tattoo that shit on my back,
and I am Triple B. Like,
that's right. That's perfect.
That's how I'm
gonna have to pitch him on that if he calls me.
Yeah, tell
me. I got the perfect.
I mean,
but you gotta give it to me.
This is your deal first. But like,
because I'm double B.
That's right. We got a bunch of B's going on here. Like, because when I sign my name, I sign my name and I put 3B.
Right, BBB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to see what he has in mind. He said he had a few different things he wanted to talk to me about, so we'll see if any of that is that, and maybe we can work out a deal with him.
Man, that'd be sweet. I'd hit that deal.
Like, Triple B Auto, screw you, Sandy Sanson. no defamation.
We love you guys. Even if you tell us no.
Just kidding.
Even if you tell us no, we still love you. It's okay. Yeah. We get it. We understand. It's complicated.
I bought some cars from y'all.
Really? That Ford you got?
The Ford was not. Courtney's car came from them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the car Courtney had before her car was also from them.
Okay. I gotcha.
So
sweet. Yeah.
I love you, Sans.
Yeah, we love you guys. And that's the thing. Like, if they're like, he could text back, or even if he doesn't, if he ghosts me, that's fine. But even if he emailed me back, he's like, you know, screw you, you're an idiot. I would not be offended by that. I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, because to him, he probably has no clue who I am. I mean, obviously, I sent him like links and credentials and whatever, but like beforehand, he probably had no clue. It's like, okay, this kid's just trying to get a free truck. And I get that.
That's the hard part when you're, because they've probably never done any kind of deal like this.
Either. Right, it'd be weird.
So it's something completely new they've never even thought of.
Yeah.
From a person that they may not even know who they are.
Right.
They're like, why would we ever do
this? Yeah, I mean, if I was like, you know, Kevin Van Damme walking in there like, hey, you know, can we work? They'd probably be like, okay, you know,
yeah.
But.
Pick which one you want.
I'm not Kevin Van
Dam. Which still does, like, I guess you get.
Well, Kevin Van Dam, I mean, like, he's got exposure. Yeah. He has reach and all that, but like a random guy on a bass tournament, like, you know, those guys do get truck deals and all that stuff. And nobody have a clue who they are. Like, they can walk in here. And
it's crazy.
They'd be like, yeah, I have no clue who you are.
We need to come up with a professional, some sort of saltwater tournament. Line something.
Sounds my dad was actually sounds complicated.
Yeah, it does sound complicated. My dad was saying that we need like a high school, figure out a way to do a high school fishing tournament that could potentially be like sponsored or brought to you by whatever Beach Bum Outdoors. Because, you know, like there's a lot of high schools that have bass fishing teams,
right? Yeah,
like how could you do? There's so many kids down here that would love to be on a fishing team,
sure,
but. It'd be difficult to do a bass fishing team here because, I mean,
yeah,
we don't really have lakes, right, or anything. But if there's a way
to do redfish and flounder.
A high school fishing team, but saltwater.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like a tournament, but a tournament series kind of thing where they compete.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be like Gulf Shores versus against Orange Beach or, you know, against one of the
Daphne,
rich
all that. Yeah.
Schools. And
yeah. No, I mean, it sounds cool.
It would be very difficult to
orchestrate.
The hard
that.
Part is like if you're bass fishing, okay, you're bass fishing.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do just a pompano tournament because then you can only go like really a short period of time.
Right.
It's really not worth the time to put that much effort.
But you could always, like, the whole year you could do trout, redfish, and flounder.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's times of the year that's a lot harder, but you can catch them year round.
Yeah.
Just like bass.
So we need to figure out how to do a...
And that's what you would probably have to do is, like, those three and four fish. Yeah. Or maybe even pick one, like redfish. And just do redfish tournaments. Or trout. Maybe not flounder, since they're, like...
way more... regulated.
Yeah. More rare ish.
Yeah.
Kind of. Anyway. Okay. No, that'd be cool. What are these magazines that we got on our desk?
I don't know. That one is Ferris Brothers. That's like somebody we buy some of our stuff from. But I was looking at this one.
Yeah, what is
I
that?
I saw a pen. When I first walked in, I saw a magazine and pens. I'm like, am I supposed to sign this?
Oh, are we in there? Is that from like the award ceremony thing?
I don't know.
Is there a picture of us in there somewhere?
Maybe.
Are we famous?
Maybe.
What's all that?
Orange Beach. Oh, no, that's Aurora Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't go to that.
We didn't go to a bowl.
No.
I wonder if we... Surely we didn't...
pay for advertising.
Yeah.
I hope not.
If we did, I'm going to have to call somebody.
Yeah. I mean...
what are we doing?
I'm sure this is amazing, but...
Yeah, no offense if you're part of this magazine.
I mean, if it was free...
There's just way more...
Yeah.
Places we should spend advertising yeah. money than this
we,
random magazine.
We are in 2024.
With the Bandit. I've heard of them.
Have you?
The Bandit.
How big is that one, you know?
Or Bandito.
Does it say?
Oh, it's Bandito.
Bandito. So did they put, is that a typo? Then?
Well, it just says Bandit on the water.
Should
so they're saying that they're a bandit. It's like a play on words.
Okay.
Like, oh, he's the Bandit. Oh, Bobby Wade. Bobby Wade is the owner of all the Cactus Cantinas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right on. There's several of those now.
I think.
Popular spot around here.
I don't know this 100%, but I think Bobby Wade's ex-wife is the lady that owns the house I rent.
Really?
I think.
Interesting. How do you know? Like, I mean, because you.
Just from, like. Talking to neighbors and like,
oh yeah.
Not that anybody said like, oh, her ex-husband is the owner of this, but it'd be like a little thing here. And I'm always, not that I'm like super nosy.
You know,
I pay attention to a lot of things.
Is there a lot of drama in your neighborhood?
Oh, it's, yeah.
You
a lot
have,
of drama.
Like, cause I think the entire, if yuppies is still a thing, like, I feel like all the yuppies that you would quote unquote
live in my neighborhood,
live in your neighborhood,
which, and I've said this,
which I guess we're yuppies.
I haven't said this to like the people that actually live in my neighborhood, but it blows my mind that it's like that in my neighborhood. Cause I'm like, we live in the northern side of Gulf Shores. This isn't Ono Island. This isn't even Orange Beach,
but it's a nice neighborhood.
It's a nice neighborhood, but it's,
and it's expensive.
It's just as nice as a lot of other neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But I'm like, y'all are acting like you're freaking Orange Beach moms with like multimillionaire husbands, which I mean, sure, there could be some very wealthy people in there.
Probably
but
some
there's money. A most of them are just everyday Joe going to his 9 to 5. I'm like, y'all are not in a position to be acting like this. Like,
this isn't you have freaking, not earned this right.
Right. What's the show with the
Housewives?
Housewives. Like this is like Housewives of freaking.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I can try to bleep it out. I was trying not to say the name of your neighborhood.
I'm going to have to text you to bleep that part out. 59
yeah, bleep,
minutes.
Bleep that one.
Bleep my neighborhood.
Yeah, let me just give you Brad's address. It's funny.
But yeah, this is not Real Housewives of Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
I'm like...
there we go. Bleep note.
Somebody posted on the... I'm still flipping through here trying to see if there's anything relevant to us, and there's not.
Yeah, I guess
it's probably just because we have a business.
Yeah, they probably just dropped it by.
Somebody posted on our neighborhood Facebook page today. It was like, I was out walking my dog, and somebody that was interested in buying a house in the neighborhood stopped me and goes, is there always boats parked in the road here? And the guy was like, no, this seems to be a new thing. And then he, like, had this whole paragraph about, he's like, I wish we lived in a, or I wish this neighborhood was, like, nicer or not.
Wait, so
basically he was.
Who wrote this letter?
Just a dude that lives in our neighborhood. Like, posted on Facebook.
Like, y'all
said he was walking his dog.
Like, you have a Facebook group for the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. So he was walking his dog. Somebody drove by and was like, hey, do you live here? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, is there always boats parked on the street? And then he, like, wrote this whole thing that just alluded to having boats on the street made the neighborhood look trashy, basically.
I'm not, you know, I've never really understood that, because, I mean, probably most of the boats in your neighborhood are probably pretty nice. I mean, you have a nice boat, like, and I'm sure most people that live there have pretty nice boats. Yeah. I get it if you, like, okay, my boat, not that nice. I mean, it's not, like, trashed, but, like, okay, all right, I understand you don't want that boat parked around, whatever, but, like, I've never really completely understood that. And it's the time of year, and we live at the freaking beach.
Right.
Like, you're going to have boats. I wanted to
comment on there and just be like, obviously you don't have a boat.
Yeah. Somebody's jealous.
Again, still not trying to stir some drama, because I've already had some drama.
Yeah.
But y'all have to go listen to the last podcast for that one. But I'm like, for one, very rarely is there a boat on the street. There might be a boat in somebody's driveway. Or maybe if they just got home or they're about to leave, nobody parks their boat on the street overnight.
Right, that doesn't really happen. Yeah, yeah. My boat's in the driveway right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
my boat, because we're fishing tomorrow and I'm going to fish Thursday. So my boat will be in my driveway tomorrow.
Yeah, mine's going to be in the driveway the next 2 days.
And I mean, still not that big of a deal. I get the street part, but like, when I moved here from Tennessee, if I was driving around, I wanted to buy a house in this neighborhood, and I drove around, there's boats, I'd be like, this is where I want to
These
live.
Are my people. Yeah.
Like, I'm moving to the beach on a boat. Yeah, of course. I'm friends with boats, so I don't have to buy one.
Yeah, let's just unpack. Okay, so you're choosing to live here.
Yeah.
And to some degree, you're not for, I mean, right? Like, you're choosing to live in Gulf Shores. That's, you know, the city you live in, or Orange Beach, whatever. And you have to understand, like, that's the culture.
Right. Here.
Like, people have boats, and you're going to have it in your driveway.
More than likely, whoever was driving around saying they were looking at buying a house in our neighborhood is probably moving from out of town and is probably moving here because we live at the water and the beach.
And
why would you? I mean, that's literally like,
I don't know.
That would make me more excited.
People are so dumb.
I'm like, maybe I could be friends with that guy.
I know. Go on his boat. Boat rides.
I'm just like,
y'all are playing this the wrong way, people. No. You're playing it the wrong way. Like, embrace it. You live in paradise. Like, people have boats.
And at the end of his little spill, he was like, somebody's going to run into your boat. You're going to get sued. He's
what?
Like,
it's going to happen. He was that angry? Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Literally said that somebody's going to run into your boat, and then you're going to get sued for negligence. And I'm like,
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I'm it sure, could happen. Yeah, like, that could probably happen.
I'm like, that's a little.
So what were the comments like on that thread?
There were only two at the time of when I saw it.
There has to be somebody being like,
the first of which was like, I don't really care about the boats. And then the other one just said 100.
So in agreement.
Yeah.
Karen.
And it was a dude.
Oh my gosh.
The post was made by
what has happened to masculinity in this country? I mean, where is it? Like, if
you're that one for the next podcast.
I mean, if you're getting upset about the boats parked in your neighborhood as a man, revoked immediately. Yeah. Like, that is not okay. Like, if you're going to be calling out other men on their boats, not okay.
And to act like it devalues your home.
If that's your biggest problem today, buddy,
you're living a pretty good life.
You have a great life.
What are you doing walking your dog in the middle of the day on a Tuesday? You should be at work.
And complaining about the boats, man. Like, if you have the time to sit down and type that out, you got a good thing going, man. I want to be you.
He's either got a rich wife or he's older and retired with nothing else to do.
Yeah. So we're just bashing this dude. I don't know who he is. He probably owns like Legendary Marine or something.
Right.
Probably not. Probably not.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, hey, This has been a good podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good time. I'm excited about your trip. You're going to have to definitely report back.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to be gone next week. I don't know if I've told anybody yet. I'm leaving.
You don't tell any of us anything until like it happens.
Yeah, well, I
didn't even know that you bought property until an employee said something about it. I'm like, Matt didn't even tell me or Brant.
Yeah, well, I just try not to talk stuff. I mean, while traveling, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, unless
Matt's going to Disney next week.
We're going to Disney. Yeah. So I have not been, they've been two times without me. Like, there's been two trips, and I was like, okay, I'm going. You know, I enjoy it. Like, I love going.
You got fish or just strictly Disney?
This is just going to be a chill. I don't need.
For the whole week?
Yeah. Nice. I don't need to do that. Like, that's not the responsible thing for me. Like, I'm in a place I need to be making content. I need to be working. But, like, yeah. I've been kind of in that mindset for a while now where it's like, I ain't doing anything else. I'm just going to focus on trying to get stuff done.
Be good to have
a week. I was like, I'm just, you know, the world's not going to end. Yeah. I'll just go. And
that's another thing I'm looking forward to this trip. Like, I don't know for sure, but most of these big boats have the Starlink or whatever the thing is, where you still have Wi-Fi, and so no matter where you are, you can still have a little bit of internet. But I'm actually kind of excited to, like, even if I have it on my phone, like, I'm not gonna have my computer.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be editing.
Disconnect a little bit.
I'm not gonna, like, I'm gonna schedule out Facebook post.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, basically, will be no social media.
Yeah,
I'll still be able to text or call my wife if I need something. But
that'll be nice.
It'll be nice to just have like 3-4 whatever days of just like. Don't really have to worry about work.
See, I did a trip. I need to do it again. We need to do it again.
I remember y'all did
it. It was like,
you didn't even take your phone. You left your phone.
Literally left my phone. Yeah, it was.
Which that was kind of crazy.
It wasn't a full week. It was like 4 days, I think. But it was nice, man. I mean, and it's weird because, and it only took about half a day. But like, you know, your muscle memory, like, you reach for your phone. Like,
yeah,
you don't even realize it. And so, like, for the first half day that I didn't have it, like, I'd be reaching my pocket or where I normally keep it, wherever I'm at, and I'd be reaching for it, and it's not there. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have my phone. But after about half a day, I broke that habit, and I'm like, I don't have my phone. But it's just weird how you still, even not even having it, you're just like reaching. It's so
we're
messed up.
So,
man.
Connected.
Messed.
I know. I was at home earlier, and my phone was at like 30-something%, and I was outside of a Knox. And so I went and put my phone on my bed, and like on the charger. Like, it wasn't very long. I'm like, where's my phone? What do I do with my phone?
It's pretty jacked up. I mean, I was even like going on this Disney trip, like, I'm still going to be editing and posting. I'm not completely disconnecting, but I won't be trying to fish and get content.
You need to do a Disney pond video.
Yeah,
that big bass you caught was at Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we're actually staying there. That was at Orange Lake.
Go try to make a Facebook video.
So I may take one ride. I wouldn't be serious about fishing. If anything, I'm just going to fish those ponds. And the only reason I wasn't going to take one, but Annalise asked, because last time we were there, I didn't make a video with her, but I took her out there. We just used little breadcrumbs and caught like a bunch of bluegill.
Yeah,
and she's like fired up about it. She's like, "You going to take a ride?" And I'm like, I guess. I mean, if you want to catch fish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Speaking of bluegill, obviously we got the ones we saw the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
So after I fished this morning,
did you bring them over here?
That's some bull minnows. And so I threw the bull minnows in the pond.
Oh, did they get tore up?
Dude, those bass we have are small, but as soon as that thing hit the water, he like came in and ate them. And so I think there's two bass that I saw actually eat. And then as I sit there, I found some, I had a biscuit this morning for breakfast and I didn't eat it all. And so I started feeding the bluegill. And all those bull minnows kind of gathered up, and the little bass was chasing them, and the bull minnows were like jumping out of the water as those bass was trying to get them.
They
like
awesome.
all the bull minnows grouped together and just like cruising the edge.
Really? Are there still some out there?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how long they'll survive in like strictly freshwater.
I mean, bull minnows are pretty tough.
They are.
I feel like they could probably be fine.
I'm gonna go look when we get done right here.
Yeah, you check that out.
Because I probably threw in like 2 dozen.
Yeah. Okay.
But
sounds good. Yeah. Well, we can wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out on this one. Yeah, we had a good time. We just talk your ears off about whatever. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I don't know if you're riding in your car, but hopefully we provided some entertainment for you today.
Oh,
give us 5 stars, comment, send us stuff to the store.
Yep.
Me and Brad.
3041 West 1st Street, Gulf Shores, Alabama, 36542.
Nice. That was impressive. And you can even send it to both of us. You can put Brad and Matt.
Yeah, just leave Brad.
Leave Brad off. Like, just
send something that says not for Brent.
Not for Brent.
Label it not for Brent, yes. And then our address.
Like, you can even say everybody but Brent.
Everyone but Brent. Somebody do that, please.
We will shout you out or send you a t-shirt.
I'll tell you what.
Or something. Which, by the way, we have still not done the giveaway, which was Buddy's idea.
Crap.
Yeah, if you won the giveaway, which we have not selected yet, very sorry. We will do it. We were terrible. Yeah. We did it like
we did have some good
five
stuff.
Podcasts yeah. ago. We will come through on that. It may be a little late, but it's going to be free for you, so don't complain.
If you hadn't heard from us, you didn't win.
That's right. But yeah, we will let somebody know. Somebody will win, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All right. We'll catch you on the next one.
I'll talk to you later.